Greetings from Financial Services Online. I am Paige Estrotori, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap for this Monday, March 17th, 2025. We start today's update in the world of managed accounts. There is a surge in their use among Australian financial advisors. Research by Investment Trends and SSGA signals that 59% of advisors now include managed accounts in client portfolios, up from 56% last year. This method has seen threefold growth over the last decade, and future projections suggest an advisor adoption rate of up to 75%. A look across the ocean reveals a similar trend. In the US, advisors overwhelmingly prefer separate managed accounts, SMAs, and individually managed accounts, IMAs, thus providing a hint towards potential ongoing expansion in Australia. It's notable that, out of the 946 advisors surveyed, 71% of client assets were routed to these accounts, and almost half of all new client inflow headed the same direction. The funds allocated this way surged by over 23% to a whopping $232.77 billion. The top criterion for selection remains performance, with platform availability edging ahead of fees. Next, we look at some eye-opening research out of the Amundi Investment Institute. It brings to light an impending global retirement savings crisis due to behavioral challenges and lack of keen awareness. A worrying 39% of U.S. working-age households are predicted to struggle to maintain their lifestyle status quo post-retirement. And the situation isn't much better in Europe, where an alarmingly high 19.8% of senior citizens face the threat of poverty, with women disproportionately affected by this crisis. One of the proposed strategies to combat this issue is through tax incentives and comprehensive financial education initiatives. Some countries are already seeing promising results with reforms like automated employer contributions to retirement savings. Turning our focus back home, Sydney leads Australia's housing market towards a resurgence. In the six latest weeks, the city has upheld strong auction clearance rates, standing above 70%. This rate is an impressively positive leap from 57% in December of last year, all the way to 64% this month. Sydney is also proudly leading in national price recovery, showing a 0.5% growth in just the last month. All eyes are on how the expected trio of rate cuts due this year could further spark Sydney's market. And lastly, we touch on the insurance sector. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority has upheld QBE Insurance's right to reverse a payout due to fraudulent claim activity. In a case dating back to January last year, a claimant who cited rental losses and water damage following a storm was found to have manipulated lease agreements and falsified rent invoices. This precedent sends a clear reminder of the need for honesty and integrity within insurance claims. That's your daily financial services news wrap for today. Thank you for joining us here at financialservicesonline.com.au.